Formerly going by Chris Clark, this young Warp Records recording artist has dropped his first name and instead adopted just his last for identification on Body Riddle, his third full-length album. Although I'd heard some good things from friends about it, this is one of several releases from last year that I simply didn't take the time to hunt down until recently, and after hearing the album, I wish that I would have looked it up earlier. In terms of sound, it's a release that's as familiar as a worn pair of shoes, yet Clark does some unique things on the release that really makes it stick out from the pack. The exact things that he does are somewhat hard to put your finger on, but it's clear that in the time since his debut, he's pushed further and further away from the straight sounds that you hear on so many releases. Like his label mates Boards of Canada, Clark has a meticulous ear for sound in general, and he's obviously taken familiar sounds and pushed them into entirely different spaces, resulting in an 11-track album that has the hallmarks of IDM music, but is simply different. It feels more organic in a way, but not because he uses more organic instrumentation. Instead, it feels more of-the-earth organic because of imperfections in sound, distortion, and other techniques. Hair Bar opens the album, and music box chimes that are slightly out of key in places skitter across lower pads and a chunky, stuttering instrumental hip-hop beat coated in a layer of grit. About halfway through, the track starts folding over on itself until it becomes a massive hiss before a breathy coda pops out the other side. Probably the best 1-2 punch of tracks arrives right in the middle of the album, though. Ted is just under 3 minutes of pinging keyboard melodies that spray weird harmonics in every direction as overcompressed beats throb underneath. Roulette Thrift Run keeps things rumbling, though, with big glurps of analog synth, haunted house sound effect squeals, and distorted wordless vocals that turn the track into some freaked-out electro-funk beast. In some places, Clark is much more deft with his touch, like on the dancing chimes and wheezes of Night Knuckles, and in others, he lets loose with some of his most crushing music to date. Matthew Unburdened is a particular highlight, slathering massive, crushed beats under beautiful orchestral swoons and other fractured electronics. There are a lot of artists out there making this kind of music, but with this album, Clark has proven he's one of the best. Heavy, complex, and yet highly moving, it's his best release to date.